Ukraine may have to give up land for peace, Kyiv Mayor Klitschko, date modified colon 2025-04-25T13:00:06.402Z, description colon Vitaly Klitschko tells the BBC that although unfair, it could be a temporary solution to end the fighting. Ukraine may have to temporarily give up land for peace, Kyiv Mayor Klitschko tells BBC, 4 days ago, save, Anna Foster presenter, BBC Radio 4's Today program reporting from Kyiv, save, watch, Mayor of Kyiv Vitaly Klitschko says conceding land to Russia could bring temporary peace. The Mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, has told the BBC that Ukraine may have to give up land as part of a peace deal with Russia, amid a growing pressure from President Donald Trump to accept territorial concessions. One of the scenarios is to give up territory. It's not fair. But for the peace, temporary peace, maybe it can be a solution, temporary, he said in response to questions from the BBC. But the 53-year-old former boxing champion turned politician stressed that the Ukrainian people would never accept occupation by Russia. He was speaking hours after a Russian missile and drone attack on Kyiv killed 12 people and injured more than 80. It was one of the deadliest Russian assaults on the Ukrainian capital in months. Russian President Vladimir Putin launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, and Moscow currently controls about 20% of Ukrainian territory. Klitschko is now one of the most senior Ukrainian politicians to indicate publicly that his country may have to give up territory, albeit temporarily. The Kyiv mayor and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky are political opponents. The mayor has repeatedly accused the president and his team of trying to undermine his authority, Reuters, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, left, and his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump clashed at the White House in February, speaking to BBC Radio 4's Today program from his office in central Kyiv on Thursday. Klitschko noted that he was responsible for the capital of Ukraine, describing it as the heart of the war-torn country. He said Zelensky might be forced to take a painful solution to achieve peace. When asked whether Zelensky has been discussing with him any details of a possible settlement, Klitschko replied bluntly, "No. President Zelensky does it himself. It's not my function," he added. Referring to a very public bust-up between Zelensky and Trump at the White House in February, the mayor suggested that key issues between top politicians would be better discussed without video cameras. Earlier this week, Trump accused Zelensky of harming peace negotiations, after the Ukrainian leader again ruled out recognizing Russian control of Crimea, a southern Ukrainian peninsula illegally annexed by Moscow in 2014. Trump has said Crimea will stay with Russia, in an interview with Time magazine on Friday, having previously said the peninsula was lost years ago. But Zelensky has pointed to a 2018 Crimea declaration by Trump's then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. rejects Russia's attempted annexation. Ukraine and its European allies have in recent weeks expressed alarm over what many on the continent see as Trump's warming of relations with Vladimir Putin's Russia. In later remarks made after his BBC interview about the possibility of Ukraine ceding territory, Klitschko said he did not say anything new and that many world politicians and media outlets were discussing it as a potential outcome of a peace deal. "We understand that the scenario involving territorial concessions contradicts our national interests and we must fight against its implementation until the very end. This will require extraordinary efforts both from us and European partners," he added. Trump criticizes Zelensky as Ukraine refuses Russian control of Crimea. Why Zelensky can't and won't give up Crimea? Reuters, Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko visited the site of a building damaged by a Russian missile strike on Thursday. As talks ramp up, Russian strikes on Ukraine have continued. On Thursday, an attack on Kyiv killed 12 people and injured dozens, officials said. The BBC witnessed the body of a child being brought out from the wreckage of their home while people quietly cried nearby. Svetlana, a teacher at a school close by which was also hit, spoke of her hurt and added she believed Russia would not stop its aggression if Ukraine gave up Crimea. "Those who think that Putin will stop if he is given Crimea, they don't know who the Russians are. He is not going to stop," she said. She said Zelensky expresses the opinion of all of us and we support him. Another woman, Olha, who had helped rescue workers carry out 10 people, 5 of whom were dead and the rest injured, was more critical. As of now I think it's better to be away from here because nothing good awaits us here, she said, adding there will not be a good solution for Ukraine. She said Zelensky was a comedian and he should have stayed a comedian. Europe war in Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky, Russia. Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, United States, Ukraine.